Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a Manhattan courtroom today, former U.S. President Donald J. Trump entered a plea of not guilty to 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records in a high-profile hush money trial. This trial marks a significant moment as it unfolds, drawing attention from across the nation and beyond. The process of jury selection has encountered hurdles, notably due to potential jurors' expressed biases. Despite Trump's legal team's efforts to have the presiding judge step aside, their motion was denied. Adding to the trial's complexities, prosecutors have successfully introduced evidence concerning the alleged falsification of business records by Trump. The trial has not been without its controversies. Trump faces the possibility of being held in contempt for breaching a gag order, highlighting the trial's contentious nature. The reactions from potential jurors have been polarized, reflecting the divisive impact of the case. The prosecution's witness list includes notable names, potentially even members of Trump's own family and close associates. This trial carries significant implications for Trump. A conviction would not only mean potential prison time, but also mark him as the first major party presidential nominee to run for office with a felony conviction. The legal proceedings are ongoing, with the next hearing set for April 23rd. For those following the case, live coverage is available through Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, and Fox News Radio. In a tragic turn of events, the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland has not only captured national attention, but has also triggered separate investigations by the FB1 and the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB. This incident has raised serious questions about infrastructure safety and the sequence of events leading to such a catastrophic failure. The FBI is spearheading a criminal probe into the collapse, with a particular focus on whether federal laws were adhered to in the lead-up to the disaster. This includes examining activities aboard the cargo ship Dolly, which is central to the investigation. Notably, alarms from the ship's refrigerated containers indicated possible power supply issues while it was docked, suggesting that technical failures could be a piece of the puzzle. The human toll of this tragedy is mounting, with rescue teams searching for at least 7 individuals. So far, 2 people have been rescued from the Patapsco River, while the death toll has reached 6. This includes the recovery of a 4th construction worker and a victim found trapped inside a construction vehicle. Amidst this tragedy, the victims' families are not standing by idly. They are actively challenging a Singaporean company's attempt to limit its liability regarding the bridge collapse and have initiated their own investigation into the matter. In response to the disaster, President Joe Biden has announced a $60 million emergency relief fund to aid in the bridge's reconstruction. This is bolstered by Maryland lawmakers who are pushing legislation to ensure that federal funds will fully cover the reconstruction costs. Meanwhile, the shipowner and manager are seeking to limit their financial liability to $43 million, a figure that is under scrutiny as the investigations unfold. As the investigations by both the FBI and NTSB continue, the focus remains on uncovering the causes of the collapse and ensuring accountability, while also addressing the immediate and long-term impacts of this devastating event. In a sobering development from the film industry, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer on the Rust film set, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This incident, which took place in 2021, has sent shockwaves through Hollywood, prompting a reevaluation of safety protocols on set. The tragedy unfolded when Alec Baldwin, performing a scene, discharged a revolver not knowing it was loaded with live ammunition, resulting in the death of Hutchins and injuring the director. The case against Gutierrez Reed highlighted a grave oversight in handling weapons on set, with the judge pointing out her lack of remorse and the critical mistake of turning a supposed prop into a deadly weapon. Further compounding the tragedy, Alec Baldwin himself faces charges of involuntary manslaughter, with his trial set for July. The proceedings have shed light on a broader issue of negligence and a lack of stringent safety measures within the film industry, which contributed to this preventable loss. The sentencing of Gutierrez Reed and the ongoing legal proceedings against Baldwin underscore the urgent need for the film industry to adopt more rigorous safety protocols. This incident has not only led to a call for change, but has also served as a stark reminder of the responsibilities those on set hold in ensuring the safety of all involved. A brewing storm system is set to unleash its fury on the central U.S., promising a mix of severe thunderstorms, strong winds, hail, and the ominous threat of tornadoes from Monday night through Wednesday. This looming severe weather event targets a broad swath of the country, including states like Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, and extending to Virginia, southern Iowa, northern Missouri, and central Illinois, putting these areas on high alert. Tornado season, which typically reaches its zenith from late April to mid-May, is notoriously difficult to predict with precision due to its variable nature year on year. Recent studies have pointed to a concerning trend. Tornadoes may be drifting toward states along the Mississippi River and further east, a shift some scientists attribute to climate change's influence on making the western Great Plains drier. In response to the imminent threat, the National Weather Service has issued a clarion call to residents in the affected regions to remain vigilant, stay informed, and take necessary precautions to safeguard against the severe weather conditions. This advisory follows closely on the heels of storms that rattled Ohio and Pennsylvania on Sunday evening, signaling an active and potentially destructive weather pattern. Across the Atlantic, the Belgian Royal Meteorological Institute has also sounded the alarm, issuing a yellow alert for the entire country in anticipation of strong winds reaching speeds of up to 90 kilometers per hour on Monday. This serves as a stark reminder of the unpredictable and often global nature of severe weather phenomena. In a shocking development from Atlantic City, Mayor Marty Small Sr. and his wife, Laquetta Small, stand accused of serious charges involving the abuse of their teenage daughter. This story unfolds with allegations that pierce the fabric of trust we place in our public officials and shakes the community to its core. The charges laid against the Smalls include endangering the welfare of a child, terroristic threats, aggravated assault, and simple assault. These allegations span from December 2023 to January 2024, painting a harrowing picture of the home life of a figure meant to safeguard the interests of his constituents. According to the investigation, there were instances of physical violence so severe that in one incident, Mayor Small allegedly struck his daughter in the head with a broom, causing her to lose consciousness. Furthermore, Laquetta Small is accused of punching and dragging their daughter, leaving visible bruises and marks. In response to these allegations, Mayor Small held a news conference on April 1st, vehemently denying the claims made against him and his wife. This denial comes amidst a community reeling from the news and looking for answers. The investigation, led by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office's Special Victims Unit, is ongoing, and officials are urging anyone with additional information to step forward. This case highlights the importance of vigilance and the role of public resources in protecting children from abuse. The Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline remains available for those who suspect a child is in danger. The allegations against the Smalls not only raise questions about their conduct, but also serve as a grim reminder of the hidden struggles some children face, even in seemingly prominent families. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.